Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There is depth. There's a lot of different style receivers from size, speed, quicks. Some have better hands. Some are not great rack. They got good hands, but you're probably not getting much. Some other ones maybe have less size, but if you can get the ball in their hands, they kind of turn into a little bit of a running back.
Did you say the words running back? I missed the first part of that.
He did. So some become more of a running back with a ball in their hands.
Okay, I see.
Which has been said about...
Think of them like a running back? Listen, if I get one of the two, I'd rather have receivers where you think of them like a running back than running backs where you think of them like a receiver.
Yeah. All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Had Bills Media Day yesterday. Heard from the assorted crowd.
Peyton Krebs says the Sabres are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Should we touch on that?
We could do it quickly.
Here's something to touch on quickly. The Sabres fired Don Granato and then very quickly decided that that was a very easy scapegoat. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who knows how much truth there was behind it all, but it all pretty quickly went to, oh, yeah, yeah, we need to be more accountable and we need to be pushed harder and we need this and this and this and this.
Right.
You know, there's a point to be made about if you wanted someone from the Sabres to be held accountable, you're mad at Alex Tuch. To the press box. Who goes in? Why wouldn't this team did not use the guys in Rochester as,
right,
we've got hungry young players down on the farm that will come up here and do anything they can. They would die to be up in this team and be not riding the bus.
Right.
Instead, those guys stay down there while the Sabres have a full line of guys that they don't really get much from.
Yeah.
So, you know, just not to say that they should not have fired Granato because the results didn't match what their expectations were, but they're still not like a salary cap team. They still don't spend a lot. So yeah. A team that had a lot of players, have a slump, doesn't spend a lot, in a tough division, missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Did the GM do everything he could have done? They also traded their leading scorer at the deadline.
They did do that. He was in first, yeah. On the team when they did it.
A couple things happened other than they weren't accountable.
For me, it's still just weird that if accountability is the thing that we're blaming the season on, I'm not saying Granato is absolved of that. Why is he taking all of the brunt and not the captain of the team from the last three seasons? But that's what I just don't get. Because what, he's going to work for the team again at some point, so they don't want to throw him under the bus? But it's weird to me that Granato is getting all of it. They're talking about player accountability. What about their captain? I know they're not going to talk about Okposo, but to me it's the same thing. If it's the coach, then it's also your leaders. And your leaders were Okposo and Gergensen's. Yeah. Simply put, if accountability is your problem, or was your problem, then it's Granato and it's Okposo and it's Gergensen's.
Quick note on the Lions' new uniforms that I think is awesome. I just learned this.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, the Dan Campbell thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
So Dan Campbell wanted the Lions to get black jerseys.
Yep.
He just wanted black jerseys that they would wear for some home games. And Lions president Rod Wood revealed that Campbell had been lobbying for the Lions to bring back black jerseys, which he himself wore when he played for the Lions. He's been asking them to go to black jerseys since he was hired.
Yeah.
We're in the draft room months into his tenure. He wore the black when he was here. He said, Rod, when can we get the black jerseys back? He said, I'll make a deal. When you win the division, I'll bring the black jerseys back. They won the division. They're wearing black jerseys.
Wow, that's cool. It's his reward.
That is really cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. Wait, when did they have black jerseys before this? They had them before?
When Dan Campbell played for them, they must have had
when they played
black,
for him. Okay.
Black jerseys way back when. And here he is in his first draft meeting before his first time as a head coach. When can we get the jerseys? When you win the division, he wins the division, they're going to wear some black jerseys.
That's pretty sweet.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So, nice job, Lions. All right. PFF.com for the draft. Ready?
All right, let's
do it. Our Friday mock.
This is going to be the best one.
Best
it's going to be the best one we've done yet.
Best one yet, I'm confident. We'll do two rounds.
Okay. We'll get to pick 60. Maybe we'll double dip.
Listen,
maybe the center will be there.
Here's what we'll do. We will trade up and trade a future first, but only if it makes sense. Only if it makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is... That's under our discretion of whether it makes sense or not.
That's the thing. When Bean says, I don't love giving up a future first, but I would if it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, same with us, if it makes sense. Let's start the draft and see how quickly these receivers go and where we can get to. Because, again, let's think about the draft.
Would we try to get to six this time if there's only one left?
We'll see. Caleb Williams goes number one to the Bears.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels goes number two.
Okay. He is the favorite at the moment, the betting favorite. Those odds, though, are shifting down.
Speaking of betting favorite.
Go ahead.
We got gambling scandals, blah, blah, blah. There's something to be said about for the odds on a guy getting drafted. Because, again, Will Levis was the favorite to go two. And I think that inherently built into the odds. When you see, and you started to do it right there, if I'm not mistaken. If you were to see today, Jaden Daniels is minus 500 to go second. You would think it's done. Somebody knows something. It's a done deal.
Right. Yep.
C.J. Stroud to go second last year. Do you know where what his odds were? A week before the draft? Plus 2,000. He went second.
2,000 is like the Sabres winning the cup.
He was not thought to be going second. He went second.
Wow.
So anyway, all right. Jaden Daniels does go two.
Okay.
Number three, New England. Do they trade out? No. They stay put, and they take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
Arizona's on the clock.
I don't like that for our trade-up potential. New England going receiver at three.
You might actually, who knows? Bean might have a trade in place, let's say hypothetically, at number nine. Like, okay, if one of those guys makes it to nine, we got a deal. All right, let's see how it goes. When Harrison goes three to New England, he's got to think, it's not going to happen. They're not going to make it. Arizona, fourth on the clock, goes Dallas Turner, edge rusher.
Wow, okay.
A little bit of a reach there.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers, fifth. Now.
Wow.
Now, if you're the Bills.
Brock Bowers.
You think it's back on.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those guys will be there at number nine if the deal is to be had with Chicago.
Well, because now the quarterbacks have been pushed down a little bit, too.
That's right. The Giants go with Drake May.
Sure they do.
Sixth.
Yeah. This is good.
Tennessee, seventh. Joe Alt, like, lock it in.
Yep.
Adunze to Tennessee.
Come on.
It is funny because...
Titans, do your job.
Let's
pick the tackle.
Let's step away for a moment. We've all read so many mock drafts. Hundreds.
Yeah.
You just click, scroll down. That when... If you run one on a computer and something happens that's different, you're like, what? How could that possibly happen? The Titans? And of course, they could take it. Roma Dunze. What do they have at receiver? DeAndre Hopkins and Treylon Burks?
They just paid Calvin Ridley $100 million.
That's true. Forgot about him.
All right. I would respect it. Like, hey, let's just have three amazing receivers. Hopkins is old, too. But
Atlanta, Malik Nabers. Look out for that team. Look out. And the Bears are on the clock, and the Bills call them and say, sorry.
We should have called who? Well, we couldn't have called anybody, because in that hypothetical, how that goes, you're Brandon Bean. You want to do it. You know what? I would do it. I would pay heaven and earth. I'll move up. How that draft goes, you are not getting the Giants out of six.
Nope.
Because their quarterback has fallen. You're not getting a team to not pick their quarterback. Number seven and number eight, They both want receiver. They know why you're calling.
Yep.
If they want a Dunze and they want Neighbors, they're not trading down with you. So in that situation, Bean could want to do it as much as he wants, and unless you're getting to five, you're not doing it. It's not happening.
To the Bears at nine. Okay, now this draft becomes the trade up for Brian Thomas Jr. Plan B.
Yeah.
See if we can do that. The Bears at nine are going to make their pick. Of course, at PFF.com, there are no trades. Cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell goes. The Jets, offensive tackle. Minnesota, Byron Murphy, defensive line, interior. Okay. J.J. McCarthy lasts to 12 and goes to Denver.
Okay.
Surprising that Minnesota passed on him, huh? Yeah. In this draft, at least. Raiders go corner, Saints, tackle, onto the Colts, who are listed as receiver for need to pair with Michael Pittman and Josh Downs. Will they do it? The answer is no. Tackle. Now it's Seattle.
This is a spot.
You want to move you want to move to 16?
We could call Seattle.
All right.
I think I want to move to 16. I don't want to give up. Can I give up my second next year, though, instead of this year?
Let's go with 28. Minnesota's second from next year.
Yep. And a fourth.
Put it this way. 28 and next year's second from Minnesota, PFF.com says, has an 82% chance to be accepted. 82% chance.
On its own?
On its own.
Well, let's throw in a fourth, just because what do we need another fourth for? We got a million day three picks. Or
okay.
Fifth, something like that.
Minnesota's second next year and pick number 163.
Okay, sure. Fine.
95% chance to be accepted.
Beautiful.
Here's the thing. Let's say the Bills have exactly this, like a likelihood to be accepted.
Right.
95 is too high.
They have an AI calculator. Yeah, yeah. It's going to evaluate the GMs of the league and tell you what the chances are.
This is the beauty of the draft, or at least us playing games with it. Because I'm thinking, I don't want to send them one that's 95 to be accepted. I want to send them one that's like 65 to be accepted, and then it gets accepted.
Because then I feel like
I won.
No, you win when you get the player.
95 is too high. I'm going 82%.
No, I don't like this. Why are we even playing with fire? So we can draft a punter in round six, or round five, wherever that pick was.
Boy, that Minnesota second rounder has a lot of value in this formula.
Yeah. Well, I'm just the first.
Ready? Punching in potential. I could offer to move up 128, 133, 144, 160, and 163. And none of that touches next year's second round pick for Minnesota.
Do I just give them all our day three picks? Could we do that?
I'm offering this trade.
Here's our whole draft past round two.
I'm doing it. Offer the trade. Accepted. We're on the clock.
All right. Let's go.
Top guy on the board. Cornerback Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
No.
Edge rusher.
No.
Laiatu Latu is right there.
Stop.
Jerzon Newton is right there.
I don't want to know these names. I don't even want to know who these people are.
PFF has Brian Thomas Jr. 25th.
That's fine.
Boy, we're going to get a D on this draft, Joe. You want to do it, though, huh?
I don't. Yeah. I'm good. The D is for dangerous. Let's go.
Hold on. I'm getting weird here now with this. I traded into the spot. Now I'm going to trade back out.
Come on. No, we're not.
Yeah, hold on.
This
Why
game.
Can't this be done?
I'm the assistant GM. I am going to quit on the spot.
Hold on.
We trade up to then trade down.
Hold on.
He's there.
I'm
on
to
the guy.
Hold on. I'm on to something.
What?
I'm on to something. We become day traders. We just moved up from 28 to 16.
Listen.
Hear me out. I'm now going to move from 16 back to 22. I'm going to add in, what am I going to get from Philly?
What do you want, a third?
They don't have a third. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get 120 to do it.
How about a player? Can I get a...
Accepted.
Nah, player.
All right, let's see who Philadelphia...
Wait, so we just traded back to 22?
You did. They took Jared Verse. We pushed their luck. We have
five picks to go now, then. What happens if Brian Thomas Jr.'s picked?
I don't know. It's time to get weird. Whatever. We've had too much draft coverage. What's more worthy of talking about than trading up, immediately trading halfway back? This is a good idea. All right.
Imagine the Eagles, who did we trade up? Seattle's reaction.
Yeah.
When you pick.
How different is this than when the Sabres traded Matt Molson, then he got traded again for more? Or was that who? Was that Molson?
No, that was Marco Scandella.
Marco Scandella. The Sabres traded him for a fourth. He was then spun for a second.
But that was a month later, not 90 seconds after you pick him.
All right.
Or after you do it.
Jacksonville's up. We're pushing our luck. Who are the Jags?
They're not picking a receiver.
They might.
I hope.
They took a tackle. Bengals on the clock.
if they pick Brian Thomas Jr. and I've traded down, what do they do? Tell me.
Tackle. Rams on the clock. We're up in three picks.
Fire here. Can we trade back up?
I mean, we could. Listen, if you want to trade back into 19.
I want to go from 28 to 16 to 22 to 19.
Okay, we're doing that. Up to 19. What's that going to take? That's going to take.
Give me a fifth. Offer them a fourth.
I can offer them 160.
Okay.
And I want 217. All right. Yeah, I'm going to offer this trade. We're on the clock. 19th.
Okay.
I'm trading down.
We're trading to 20?
Yeah. We just went from 22 to 19. I'm trading down one
trade. You got to trade with a team, though, that doesn't want receiver. That's the key here.
Yeah.
You're trying to remake the board so you can get as much value. Can we somehow trade up and down over and over so that we make sure that the teams that pick before 28 are only teams that would never pick wide receiver?
You know, some people say this is too bold and you couldn't dream this big, but here we are.
This is a great idea.
We're trading down to 21 with Miami. Yeah, that's right. In-division trade. And we're going to get pick number.
We want Tua.
We're going to get a fourth rounder next year.
Third. We need a third.
Oh, man. How about this? I didn't know the ProFootballFocus.com did this. It says they are not interested in trading for this pick. All right. Well, I guess that's not going to happen.
All right. Well,
I could trade on the
No matter what you offer them?
I could trade on one spot with Pittsburgh. We're going to do that.
They want a receiver, though. Why is Pittsburgh trading up?
No, it also says they're not interested in trading for this pick. Looks like we're on the clock.
All right, we're on the clock at 19. That's all we can do, unless we move further back. We'll move back to 28.
And see if we had a net gain.
Yeah. Can we move back to 28? See what happens?
There's nothing I want more than this now, than a team to do this. The Bills are on the clock, and they're off again. What are they doing?
Could you imagine the vibes at the draft
party?
It
would be amazing.
We would be all over the place.
What a roller coaster. Yeah, let's see what we can
do
here.
Up and down and up and down.
Let's see what we can do.
Day traders.
I'm telling you.
The day trader draft.
We're moving back. We're moving back to 24. Dallas is called. They want Xavier Worthy.
Okay, and that's
fine. And we're
going to
trade back
with
Dallas, and we're going to add. Man, it says they're not interested in trading with this pick. Is PFF.com, have they shut me down
here? No, because everyone, this is what's happening. This is accurate. PFF knows we're the crazy people that are trading up and down. The whole league is going, what are the Bills doing? And now all the GMs have blocked our number because they think we're up to something.
You know what?
Can we move back to 28?
You're not wrong.
Call Seattle back.
Hold on. I've tried to move all the way back into the 40s.
And still nobody wants anything to do with us?
Really, nobody wants anything.
We've poisoned the well because everyone doesn't trust us now.
I think I broke Pro Football Focus's draft simulator. Nobody wants it. I'll trade back to Kansas City. Nobody wants this pick. They won't let me trade again.
Anywhere?
No. I can't even offer them a future first. Nobody will take it.
All right, so we're picking. We've been forced into this.
I'm going to write a sternly worded letter to PFF.com. What are you trying to do to me? I can't make multiple trades? All right.
Well, we've made three, haven't we?
True. We went from 28 to 16 to 22 to 19.
Yeah, like we've done a lot of damage already.
That's right.
They've allowed a lot.
All right, here's what we're doing. I'm taking Leetulatu.
No, we're not.
And then, hold on. This isn't over yet.
Are you kidding me?
All right, fine. We'll take.
No, what's the plan? Do you want to trade Leetulatu?
I took Brian Thomas Jr. Got him. Now,
okay.
We got to trade back up from our second spot with some of the pieces we just added in those other trades.
How many picks do we have at this point?
It's a good question.
Because I'm a little lost here.
I think we've lost
track. I think we've probably lost a lot of things here. All right. Pause and offer trade. Minnesota's on the clock at 23. I'm going to offer them 60.
So to move up 37 spots. Probably have to give them a first next year, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to give them a first next year?
Yeah.
Do we want to do that?
Not really.
For who? Mitchell? You want Brian Thomas Jr. and Adonai Mitchell? Listen, if they're two boomer bust X receivers that run super fast and are huge, one of them's bound to hit. Probably not both, but one of them. Lock it in.
I'm giving them a second and a third from next year to move up to 23.
A second and a third.
Which second? The Bills second or the Vikings second?
We already traded the Vikings second.
Well, listen, I got a little lost.
We did?
I got a little lost in the shuffle
We
here.
Don't have the Vikings second anymore? No, we used that to get the Seahawks pick.
All right, we'll just let the draft go. Resume draft. Just wait till the second round.
Imagine the narratives that have been derived from this draft by Brandon Bean. He is just going up. Indecision. Are they working the board? Have they lost their minds completely? Is there like a glitch going on? Someone hacked the draft somehow?
Yep.
So we have Brian Thomas Jr., though, at the end of it.
We do.
Okay. And we still have a second-round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, we still have 60?
Yeah, we're finishing out the first round right now, going to the second round.
Okay. All right. Well, this was an adventure, but I think we ended up in a place where I am very, very content, which is Brian Thomas Jr. Today is my favorite idea. Tomorrow we'll see.
Hold on, I'm getting back up in the top of the second round now.
We're moving into the second round?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's one that has a 68% chance to be accepted. Offered. No. 4 attempts remaining.
Can you do player trades?
Yes.
If you offered 60 and...
Shane Bouchel.
Well, I want Ayuk.
PFF.com, I can offer them Diggs.
Oh, he's still on the Bills?
Yeah.
How do I get Ayuk? Can I get him?
I've included Dawson Knox in this trade.
Okay.
Dawson Knox in a third next year to move up.
Okay.
They've taken it. Okay, we're on the clock again. Troy Franklin.
At what pick?
34.
34? And Franklin's the guy?
Yeah.
Is McConkey there still?
I didn't even look.
All right.
Troy Franklin. Just want to see how we did on the draft picks.
Okay.
Listen, I apologize for this absolutely ridiculous segment.
The day trader draft.
The day trader draft.
Yeah.
Someone should perfect this.
This is like the GM. Like, if you are in control of this, you've locked yourself in a room away from the rest of your staff, and they're trying to break the door down because you are just, you've lost it. Completely lost it. But we got Brian Thomas Jr.
We did.
Yes, we did. All right, we're going to break in. 803-0550 if you want to comment on that. I don't know, if you want to be a day trader draft, whatever. Matthew Berry, an email just comes across. Wide receiver rumors gone wild. Okay, let's get some of those.
Just think, if that draft plays out at our draft party, it will be the most memorable night of your entire lives. We'll have a ton of fun with it. The wide receiver big board will be throwing all around, names all over the place. You can get tickets, by the way, the WGR website, Resurgence website, our Twitters as well. You can get tickets next week. $45, pizza, beer, well drinks, 4 hours, drafting. It'll be fun.
803-0550. Join us here and also on Thursday at the draft party on WGR.
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year 7 now, it just kind of is what it is. I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
Man, can I tell you what I did here? I got a draft grade of a B at PFF.com. So here are
a B.
Here are all the moves I made. I decided to get really weird with it. We traded up to 16, giving up next year's second. Then down to 19, adding a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Drafted Brian Thomas Jr. Traded up to 22, added a fourth. Traded down to 34. Got Dawson Knox. I don't even know. I can't even keep track of this. Anyway, I drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
Which we don't have Dawson Knox anymore?
No, that's right.
Okay.
But I did draft Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk, Malachi Corley, Devontez Walker, and Javon Baker all in the first 2 rounds. Also, we traded Dawson Knox, Kyer Elam, Ed Oliver, and James Cook.
Ed Oliver?
I had to get a deal done, Joe.
Ed Oliver.
I had to get...
When did that happen?
How else did you expect me to get the Chiefs on the phone to accept that second-round pick?
Holy cow.
I had to have Javon Baker.
Who's running plays out of the backfield?
I'm not worried about that. We got more... Actually, we don't have any picks. We traded them all away. Yeah, the trade to get to 64 with Kansas City, this one's going to be controversial. I traded Ed Oliver and our 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th next year. That one's on me. That one's going to be a little controversial.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is how you know you've gone to too much draft stuff. It is funny, though. Here's how seriously to take draft grades. Again, I just told you I traded 1,000 times. Traded away a lot of players and got Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk, Malachi Corley, Devontae Walker, and Javon Baker. And PFF gave me a grade that's in the top, it's at the 86th percentile of Bills drafts. B. They like it. Some of you out there
are doing
your own drafts are coming in way underneath this one.
Yeah. No, most of them.
Yes.
Most people.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I got a B. I can't even tweet a screenshot of it because it's too big. It's too long.
Can you get four in? You need four screenshots because you can get four?
Anyway, bring on the draft.
Yep.
Matthew Friedman, Fantasy Life, has the Bills taking A.D. Mitchell in his latest mock to be the guy that the Bills bring in. Matthew Barry, My Fantasy Life, his newsletter went out today, and his number one item is the Bills saying, we don't need a number one wide receiver. Basically, he adds, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you.
Nobody should believe them. Nobody should believe them.
The Bills are one of four teams in the NFL with under $15 million devoted to the wide receiver room.
Wow. And half of that, more than half of that's Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, it's eight.
Where else even is the rest of it? Hollins, well, I guess there's just seven $1 million guys that add up to that?
Yep. Sorry about trading Ed Oliver.
Yeah, holy cow. Now we need another defensive tackle. Defense schmefence, right? Defense schmefence. What do we need defense for?
I do have full faith in the defense, by the way. There was one point that was brought up.
You bet on it with me, so you better.
Right. It's a larger Bills point about the idea of trading up. I got a tweet someone wrote, the Bills are not a number one receiver away from a Super Bowl. And my thought is, sure they are. Why not?
What else do we think they need for that?
Right. If they were to move up and get Odunze or Marvin Harrison Jr., they're already, what, fourth in Super Bowl odds as it is? Are they not considered a Super Bowl contender?
I think it's fourth, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot more unknowns this year than there have been in years past, and a lot of that is on the defense. What happens without that backfield that we've all known for 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Everything back there seems a lot different. And the line went through some changes, but I feel like the defense will be a top 10, top 15 unit, depending on what else they add in the draft. They're going to add draft picks. And their offense is outside of this hole. They've got good backs, good tight ends, a really good offensive line that returns most of its starters, a star quarterback. I don't think the Bills are very many players away at all. I know Bean likes to say, you know, you're not one player away, but the reality is that a bunch of teams are one player or sometimes one play away.
Yeah. They were one play away from beating the Chiefs.
The Niners were one play away from beating the Chiefs.
And that was a Bills team that I don't really think, You know, we can talk a lot about how many guys they lost, how many of them were making big impacts for them. In the end of the year, in the six-game win streak that they went on, and the playoff game against Kansas City that they were one play away from winning, how many of the guys that they lost this year were making big impacts for them? Because Diggs wasn't. Not at the end. He was a part of the target share in a big way, but he wasn't making an impact for them. And neither was Tre'Davious White, because he was hurt. Hyde and Poyer, older safeties at that point. I mean, how much worse are Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp going to be from the versions of Poyer and Hyde that were on the field at the end of last season? How much worse? Might be even fair to say they'll be just as good at that position from what they were at last year, not from multiple years ago. How about when it comes to who else did they get rid of this offseason? They got rid of, there's one other name that I'm missing.
Mitch Morse.
That's the one, right?
Yep.
That's like the one guy that you really lost this season or this offseason that at the end of the year was making a big impact for you. Like, maybe it's overstated how much they really lost. They lost a lot from the core that they had multiple years ago. But what about from last year? What about from the team that went on a six-game win streak at the end, still won their division, was one play away from beating the team that ended up winning the Super Bowl?
I also, to that point about the six-game win streak, I again, wins are wins. People get hung up on one-score games. How impressive were they in the six-game win streak? Can we talk about that for a moment?
I mean, they weren't that. They were running the ball more, right? Listen, because they felt like they had to.
They beat the Chiefs. That's an accomplishment. That's a good game.
They beat the Chiefs. They smoked the Cowboys.
They ran all over the Cowboys' faces. Then they eked one out against Easton Stick, 24-22.
And against New England.
New England, 27-21. Like, it's worth,
they did roll the Dolphins, didn't they?
They did beat the Dolphins 21-14 with a punt return touchdown.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right.
Like the idea that Joe Brady's offense brought them to another gear, he had nice games, but
yeah.
Even on that six-game win streak, again, like I'm not picking apart the wins. They beat good teams. They beat three playoff teams, Dallas, Kansas City, and Miami.
And they should have beat Philadelphia.
But what got them those wins? In many cases, it was the defense that carried an awful lot of it. I mean, the points given up in the six-game win streak, 17-10, 22, 21, 14. That's it. The high mark in the six-game win streak was 22 points against. And if you are someone that's watched the Bills in the last 5 years, since Josh Allen became Josh Allen, what would you expect their win percentage to be in games where they give up 22 points? It's one of the reasons that Dorsey got fired,
yeah.
Is because when they lost games, they scored 22, 18, 25, 20. Those numbers are not good enough for the Bills. For 25 to be the high mark in a span of about a month, it's pretty tough.
Yep. Yeah, man. I mean, of the players, I'm looking at the list, like their whole offseason. Like, it's just, I think they can be better. Is that crazy? Like, I really feel like they can be better. Their wide receivers were not doing anything for them in the last eight games of the year. Nothing. Davis is another departure, the other name I was looking for. Davis signs in Jacksonville. Davis wasn't even on the field in that Kansas City game. He wasn't on the field in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. And how many games did he have where he had zero?
Yeah.
Did he have three zeros late in the year? Like, they got rid of a lot of guys that at the end of the year were not making impacts. And I think they can be better at a lot of these positions. It's why I think they were so willing to move on from so many pieces that have been important to them, because it was time. It was the end. That core had aged out. It was not prime Hyde. It was not prime Poyer. It was not prime Diggs. It wasn't prime Davis. It might have been prime Morse. That's it. White wasn't even out there. So they're fourth in Super Bowl odds, like you mentioned. They're tied with the Lions. They're above Cincinnati. So, like, if they draft a receiver and that receiver is great, then I don't think they need a lot else. They need maybe more than one receiver, which is why the desperation is so high. But I think defensively they have enough. Your strength used to be safety. Now Okay, you used to have one of the best safety duos in football. Do you have one of the best linebacker duos in football right now?
Yeah, you might.
Maybe the strength of your defense has just shifted a little bit. You don't have Tre'Davious White anymore. Okay. Wasn't Rasul Douglas playing at an all-pro level in the last 8 games of the season once he got to the Bills? Wasn't Christian Benford really good last year by all accounts? Didn't Ed Oliver just have his best season? Wasn't their line better than ever has been? Like, they're not bereft of talent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not one player away by the terms of having the best roster and missing one spot, but
running back was always labeled as the one final piece they had. Their running back just had the best season that any running back's had for them.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're in fine shape. We'll see what they do. Got our wide receiver big board looking at me right here. One of those names will be a Buffalo Bill by the weekend. One of them. Maybe Jalen Polk, maybe Troy Franklin. We'll get those names added to the sport, too.
Yep.
Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show to follow. Lots of draft talk. It's, 6 days away. Join us for our party. That's where we're all going to cut loose and, just see what happens as opposed to chewing on 1,000 different mock drafts and chewing on smokescreen season. That's what it is, smokescreen season.
And it'll really turn up in the next 6 days, I'm sure. Or the day before, the couple days before is when we really start to get clarity. That's when, we found out, okay, Mac Jones was never actually going number two. Like, the morning of the draft that day, it was Mac Jones, not the Niners guy. Wasn't it the morning of the draft where we finally found out that Baker Mayfield was going to be the Browns guy at number one after that was getting tossed back and forth? So,
yeah,
we'll see.
We'll get to Extendo Sports on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, it's Extendo Sports. Happy Friday. No Sabres playoffs this weekend.
No. Play-in tournament tonight for the NBA continues, though. And then NBA playoffs tomorrow. I'm conflicted again because I'm a Nuggets fan, but I'm also a LeBron fan. And, of course, they had to match up in the playoffs again in the first round.
Who am I rooting for? Am I rooting for the NBA? In the Stanley Cup, who am I rooting
Stanley
for?
Stanley Cup?
Edmonton.
Nashville. Nashville's always fun.
Edmonton. Why Edmonton? Just because McDavid?
So people don't say McDavid wasn't great because he never won anything. That they would say about Ovechkin if he hadn't won that one cup. He'd have the all-time goal total, and you'd have, I don't know, what did he ever win?
Yeah.
So I like to remove those.
Yeah.
When it's definitely not up to one player to do it. So, yeah, McDavid, Edmonton. I'm rooting for Edmonton. Boom.
They've won.
Flags planted in the ground. Who else? What fan base is deserving? Let's go through the East. You want Carolina, Islanders, Rangers. Stop me when you... Boston. Which idea do you like here? The Leafs?
There's not many fan base. He mentioned Nashville, I guess. But Nashville's not interesting to me at all. At all. That team is just... I don't know.
Their
just
games kinda, are a party, kinda, though. Like, the games in their arena,
I know, but
they're a party.
But the product on the ice itself, they're the new Minnesota Wild. They just kind of exist. They're not really great at anything. They're not really bad at anything. They're fine. I don't know. Vancouver, Winnipeg. It would be funny if Eichel just rattled off 5 straight Stanley Cups.
Funny. All right.
I like rooting for Ovechkin. I would root for the Capitals, but I just have no belief at all they're going to do anything.
No, they're not.
So, not them. And then you get Leafs and Bruins. Toronto going on a run would be
Toronto going deep would be more interesting than Boston going deep.
For sure.
For sure.
But yeah. Also Toronto getting bounced in the first round would again be funny. You know, although the joke's kind of getting old, I guess, at this point.
Listen, I know they have won cups, and they won a cup 10 years ago. When was the Bruins' last cup?
They won in 11. Okay. So 13 years ago.
Yeah, and they were in the final against the Blues. 13 years ago, the Bruins won the cup.
Yeah.
So when you win a cup, the spotlight comes off of you. But the Bruins... Over the last 10 years, since that cup, they've had an unbelievable amount of winning and not gotten a cup. Great teams. Last year's team, best team of all time in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know,
They're bouncing round one.
You're right. But winning in 2011 kind of takes the shine off of that. But Boston, yeah. You go for franchise wins in the last 10 years, you'll find Tampa Cup. Lots of teams that have cups, and the Bruins don't have any.
Imagine if they won in Game 7 against Vancouver by one goal, I think. So let's just play a hypothetical. They didn't win that cup. It would be one. It would be kind of like the Bills, wouldn't it? Like
that's what I was getting at. Which is this team wins all the time, and they're not winning the whole thing.
Since 2008, when they really started getting going, this is where they've exited: round one, round two, the cup, round one, the cup. They lost in the finals. Round two, round one, round two, the finals. Round two, round two, round one, round one. A lot of first round exits, including like some of these teams, where they just like 112 points.
Yeah,
that's not even last year with 135 points, obviously, that we already mentioned. So
who did they lose to last year?
Florida.
That's right.
And Florida went all the way.
That's right. Crazy.
Should I be rooting for Toronto then? Yeah, I got to root for Toronto.
I probably will be. Matthews. I'll root for Matthews. Same thing. Give me Toronto, Edmonton in the final.
Yeah. Matthews, who did not get 70 goals.
Nope.
Despite really trying to. Did you see his coach's comments on that?
No.
It's the lamest. Sheldon Keefe, like, it's been a distraction for the team.
I did see that. He said, like, it's been difficult for us to deal with
just
that.
Just get over yourself, dude.
It's been very difficult to handle all the scoring.
I saw that, and I'm immediately like, I don't want him as a Sabres coach. Just for that one comment he made about that, just, dude, have a pulse on some level.
Yeah. All right, that's it for us. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way. Get through the weekend.
We'll have Micah Hyde at 11:30.
Yeah, Micah Hyde. Hear the latest on his plans.
And charity softball game's back.
Charity softball game's back. Is that going to be May 19th? Did I see? What's the actual date on that? It sounds like that neighborhood. So we'll have all the details. 11:30. Yeah. Micah Hyde's coming on to chat with the fellas. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.